I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, it's going to get cold this week here. So I want to tell you about some of the things that Roto-Rooter says about your plumbing tips here in this very cold weather. When it comes to frozen pipes, if water freezes within the pipe, it expands and crack, and it's just like a soda pop can. You try to, if you're younger, you try to notice the expansion of it when it freezes. Water expanding in those pipes means increased water pressure. Don't let this happen. First, if you, hopefully you have insulated pipes or insulation in place. Bury pipes lower in the ground, below the frost line. Install pipes in heated spaces. Avoid attics and garages whenever possible. Fit the pipes with insulation. If you don't have any of those, or they do have those kind of things, let the faucet drip during extreme cold temperatures. That will prevent a pipe from bursting. So if it does burst on you in the next few days because of this, there's one number to call. That's our great friends over at Roto-Rooter. When you go to rotorooter.com, you put in your zip code, and there'll be a local number for you. Here in the in my area, Clemson, it's 305-1141, 864-305-1141. But Roto-Rooter, be careful with those frozen pipes coming up in the very cold next few days after today. Today should be okay. And then, man, it's supposed to get cold after that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on a Reaction Monday. What'd you think of the weekend? Love to hear from you. Phone calls are always our very first priority here in Fear of the Turtle held through the break. Good morning, Fear of the Turtle. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Speaking of the cold, I think on Wednesday morning, I'm going to need to hear a little Klopperbachen.
Yes. Everybody has their own personal Klopperbachen, and ours will be that, but yes.
Totally. Yeah, I think that will be appropriate.
Right.
Couple things. There was an article, didn't know if you'd seen it, with Hunter Renfrow in Yahoo Sports. I think it was on Saturday. They had some video up of him in the football game during the practice.
Right.
You might want to try and catch that. It was good. Novak Djokovic has to be one of the most underrated tennis players ever to have as many Grand Slam titles as he has. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. I know that a lot of things are about timing, and had Djokovic come along in the non-Federer years, the non-Nadal years, I mean, he now has, I think, does he have 15 now?
Yeah, he's got 15. I was like, is that right?
Yeah. Beating Pete Sampras. So those are the top three. Men's tennis, the Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic, those are the top three of all time. And, you know, in my day, it was Bjorn Borg who had 11, or Rod Laver, even a little bit before me, like at 11. Jimmy Connors had 8. And you know, it's about the McEnroes of the world. Now, these guys, Federer has 20, Nadal has 17, Djokovic has 15. We talk about Federer all the time. We talk about Nadal all the time. Boy, look at what Djokovic has done. The career Grand Slam, winning everything, and on all surfaces. That's amazing, no doubt.
And then I got to tell you, this weekend, I am just so tired of hearing about the Patriots and Chiefs and the overtime. The reality is that if D. Ford had a lined up onside, we wouldn't be talking about that. Game was over.
Yeah, I feel bad for D. Ford.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And then finally, There was a guy this weekend, worst call, non-call ever. That's probably a pretty good segment. On a personal level for me, obviously, I'm pretty sure you know which one it is, that little snot-nosed kid, Jeffrey Meyer, reaching over the wall and taking that home run. I still wish bad things on him after all these years, and only the worst things could ever happen to him. But yeah, there's quite a few of them out there. So, anyways, that's about it, man. You guys have a good week.
Thank you, Fear the Turtle. I remember it well. Yankees and Orioles. Remember like it was yesterday. On that cold weather, John, tomorrow we're getting a little morning rain. It's not going to be cold enough for freezing at that point in time, but a low of 23 tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, how about this? Wednesday, high 44, winds at 20 miles an hour.
Ooh.
That ain't good.
No.
So that ain't good at all. And then it's just cold, 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 man. So hopefully we won't get too bad. Now, I do have good news for you. Even though it will be a little wet coming up next week, 66 degrees next Tuesday.
What was that?
Next Tuesday, February 5th, 66 degrees. So maybe the groundhog, doesn't see a shadow. Maybe everything could be right. I mentioned a little bit because I didn't watch any of it, but I did see highlights of it and heard people talking about it. Djokovic's domination of Nadal this weekend, giving him his 7th Australian Open.
That's pretty good.
Which is the most of all time.
Yeah, that's all right.
Nadal has 11 French Opens. That is the most of all times. Wimbledon is Federer, who has 8 of those. That's the most of all times. And Bill Tilden, I think, has the most. Him and Richard Sears and William Larne, whatever, they won 7 U.S. Opens. Anyway, that puts those three as the top three now, all in the same era. Can you imagine if there was only 2 of those guys, how many they would have had? I mean, how many times did Djokovic knock out Federer? How many times did Federer knock out Nadal? How many times did Nadal knock out Djokovic? Those are the top three of all time, and they're all in the same era.
It's unbelievable. You know, if it was in another sport, if there was in the NBA,
yeah,
you know, those three, you know, obviously, you know, individual sports are a little different than team, but I mean, it's unbelievable what the three of them have done, and especially with Djokovic. I mean, how many did you say was 11?
Is his 11th. I'm sorry, that is his 15th overall.
15th overall, okay.
Let me see.
Wow.
About just where these guys are now in their...
I think he's number one all-time in earnings.
All right, he's 31. Nadal is 32. And Federer is 37. So now the next question would be, can Nadal catch Federer? Federer's got to be close in the way out, right? He won his Australian last year, the last time he's won. He's got to be close on the way out.
I mean, you'd think, but Tom Brady's throwing touchdowns at 42 years old.
That's true. That's very true. And I look great at 50, so hey.
Hey, there you go. Most importantly.
Can Federer distance himself? Can Nadal catch him? Can Djokovic catch him? Who knows? The way it was explained to me this weekend, or there were some theories this weekend, that what we saw from Djokovic this weekend might have been the best tennis of his life.
Wow.
So we'll see. Also, the little girl that won number one, that's her second consecutive one. Name just escapes me now. Whatever. The first Japanese woman's player to be number one. So
good for her.
We don't talk a lot of tennis here. I don't watch a lot of tennis, but it's pretty good tennis from this past week.
WCCP Big Monday. We are going to be talking tennis from now until midnight.
That's it. Midnight all day long. We'll break it down. We'll look at the historical records. We'll look at the seedings coming up for the French Open. You can't wait. No. let me get to several more of these texts here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On tennis, between the men's and women's sides, I think we're witnessing the greatest era in tennis history. I would agree with that. And I think this, I hope that tennis makes some sort of a comeback. I told you, I grew up in the Borg, McEnroe, Connors, Mats Wilander, Ely Nastasi, Guillermo Vilas. I grew up in those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Courier, maybe something. I grew up with those guys, ranging there. I mean, there's nothing better than a Borg-Connors final, a Borg-McEnroe final, a Connors-McEnroe. That was great. And now tennis missed it. The American men's tennis scene, it's a very interesting conversation to have, but one of the reasons why I think golf in the 80s, kind of from 90s, surpassed the tennis in this country, popularity in this country, is that we did not have great American players for the most part in the men's.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Pete Sampras, I mean, really, in the last 15, 20 years, what has men's tennis done? Post Andre Agassi, I guess, maybe. It was Sampras, and that was it. One of the great things about the golf scene is that the men, United States players, have been pretty doggone dominant for the most part. Helped by Tiger Woods, all that. But I think that helped their popularity. The Williams sisters have done, and then that, now people forget that Martina became a United States citizen and all that, but Chris Evert and those kind of things certainly helped out women's tennis. I think you need Americans and being able to pronounce names. You know, one of the things that hurts women's golf, and this is bad to say, is that we don't know who these ladies are. They're not Americans, and we're not as, they don't grow up here. We don't follow them in junior careers and all this kind of stuff, so we don't see it.
Right.
So I think that definitely hurts women's golf here, whereas the men's, you just, quite frankly, this country, it's one of the things that hurts soccer here. We don't have great American players going up and dominating all over the world, and then we don't have great American teams. And so people tell me, and I'd do it. I watch Manchester United. And they don't have American players, and when they play, and they don't play in America. But I watch Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if we'd had to watch football or baseball here, or basketball here, or hockey here, where you got to go watch European teams be the best teams in the world, and European players and athletes be the best athletes in the world, it wouldn't go over as well here. Just I think, and I could be wrong about that, but I think that's my what hurt men's tennis here in the last, I don't know, 20 years. We had lack of American, you know, dominance there.
I think we just look at the pecking order of sports within our country. It's just we're a football first society, and you know, basketball and baseball are, you know, however you want to list it. But you know, you were talking about, you know, a little while ago about Pomona Dunes. I grew up in a very tennis dominated place, and you know, I followed it, but you know, not everyone grew up in a place where tennis was a big time thing.
Yeah. Let's get Snap Hook 654 Roar. Big week for Snap Hook as his Patriots are getting ready to try to win another Super Bowl. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Blessed and highly favored, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is Hunter Renfro better than a third-round draft pick?
It's got to be the right system. And there has to be a place. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he is a – I think he proved it this weekend, too, against the best of competitions. He proved it for 4 years now. There's nothing the guy can't do, and he's going to be a valued part of what's going on. No doubt in my mind. He could play, you know, I don't know about the value of what round. I don't know about that compared to others. But I would invest my money. If I'm an NFL team, I would invest my money in Hunter Renfro. I'd like to get in the Hunter Renfro business because I think he's going to be a good player.
No doubt. I think he's destined to be a Patriot. He has to be.
And maybe Tom Brady, maybe Bill Belichick and that whole organization kind of set the table for him and Adam Humphries of the world, that these guys, that there is a place for them. They can win with these type guys.
No doubt. Mickey, I don't know if you watched the Farmers Insurance Open this weekend, but, man, they carved Torrey Pines apart. Is there not a difficult golf course for these guys anymore?
No. Not with the way the equipment is and the way that the balls are and the way that these guys have their personal trainers and their swing coaches and all the video and all the technology and all the putting now, man. These guys, their putting strokes are amazing. They work in their short games. They have great short game coaches, and they got great short game equipment. And they're so, and their golf swings are so stinking sound. They don't hit the ball offline. They hit it a mile. And you can't make the golf course long enough. You can't make the rough high enough. You can't. There's nothing you can do. Just sit back and enjoy the great scores, because these guys are so stinking good now, and there's so many of them now that those are difficult golf courses, but not anymore. That's 21 under par now, man.
No, I even think you know, Bethpage Black, I think it'll be a double digit under par winning score.
Yep.
There's not any more difficult golf courses anymore.
Right.
And it's kind of, it's not as, I hate to say it, but I miss having a U.S. Open where the winner was plus one or plus two. You know?
Unless it's, there's weather. You won't see that anymore. Yeah. I mean, look, man, you can't make it long enough. You can't make it tight enough. You can't make it. There's nothing you can do. And if you do, if that is your goal now, theoretically you could do it, but you're going to make the golf course so unfair to where what you're having to get here is you're having to get in a situation where good shots are not rewarded. And so I don't want to see that. I'd rather see like the British Open does, that we'll set it up and we'll set it up fair. And if you hit good shots, you're going to be rewarded. Now, you could put the pins on the side of hills, and or you can put the pins over there in the fringe almost, and you can make it to where good shots aren't rewarded. But I don't want that. These guys are hitting so many good shots, they're going to go deep and under par. But let's let them shoot. Let's let them hit good shots, and let's reward them when they do hit good shots.
I mean, what are we heading toward, an 8,000-yard golf course?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to make it, you can make it as long as you want to make it. But they're gonna keep going low. You can't make it long enough. Part of the thing too, and I think that it's not the length anymore. I think these golf courses are so firm and fast. Snaphook, how many times you watch the Pro Tour now, and you watch these guys hit a drive down the middle, and they're hitting it up in the air, and then it hits on the ground. Man, they're hitting it much higher than you and I hit our drivers, and then he get up on the ground, and the ball bounds forward down the fairway 30, 40, 50, 60 yards. You and I go play our local munis, and we don't get that. So
no, if I hit a tee shot with a 13-degree launch angle, Mickey, it's going to hit and even check up.
Right.
There's no bounce forward.
Right.
None at all. I mean, 50 yards of roll. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
We need I think we need to slow the golf course down on a tour, at least. Slow the golf course down.
Appreciate it, Mickey. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Snaphook. Appreciate the phone call. Deadhead Tiger says, weather, course conditions. Love hearing the crying when course conditions aren't perfect. That could be perfect. I just think we need to soften the courses a little bit, because, you know, or roll the ball back a little bit or something. We don't need to have, average 325 yard averages off the tee. Yesterday, Jason Day was 288 uphill on a par five, hit a 3-wood up on the green. What are we doing, man? You know, if he hits it 325 and then he's got 275 in and hits that up there on the green, you're talking about guys reaching 600-yard par fives, 600 yards. How much more do you want to make it? You can't make the golf course long enough for these guys now. Hey, Kramer writes in, looks like we're headed to Palmetto Dunes for a vacation. Good job, Kramer. Awesome, man. You'll have a great time down that way. You're going down to John Height's hometown.
That's it.
Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Can't beat it.
Rich boy, aristocrat down there. All that money down there with John Height.
Hey, it's fun to look at. It's fun to look at. We don't got it, but it's fun to look at.
Good stuff. Hey, let's take a break. I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists. Before we take that break, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, we had company this weekend, and one of Meredith's best friends came in town with us, and we opened up the garage door. I didn't mean to do it this way, but just opened up, and she says, oh, my gosh, look at that garage floor. Oh, it looks awesome. If Dick Vitale, man, he said, with a capital A, baby. Look, my garage floor is amazing, and it has added value to our home. Our little Jack Russell got in trouble this morning, so he spent some time in the garage. That's like the penalty box for him. But we love our garage floor. We love spending time out that way. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. Get back and just see how that works out. It's 404-8158. We also want to send a shout-out to Bryson DeChambeau for winning over at Dubai this past weekend. Another great win for him. And, boy, he's headed to be the number one player in the world pretty soon, too, with the way he works out. Buddy right here says, I'm on Hilton Head on right now. Work here every day. We've got a lot of listeners all over the world. I love it. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. Reaction to Monday. What'd you think of the weekend? We'll take a short break. Talk much more about that after this.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson.
And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers.
And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy, Cold Sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vela?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Young man. Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The Mickey Flyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah! Here we go now! Here we go now! Here we go now!
Wally, I told you about Roto-Rooter kind of educating you on what they do and how to go about this process. The one that really gets me now is engineered sleep because, John, I know as a kid, man, you were never, you probably told how to change a tire and how to do some things around the house and things like this. Nobody ever taught me how to buy a mattress until I went over and met my friends at Engineered Sleep at engineeredsleep.com. And I didn't know all the little nuances of it. I didn't know all the shortcuts that some of these people take. And I didn't know just how to buy a mattress, what to look for in a mattress, and how some of these mattress companies right now are just ripping people off. But I do know that a bed made to your exact specs is available to you. It's my great friends over at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Get in touch with them. You're going to absolutely love Engineered Sleep. And of all the shopping that I've ever done, Engineered Sleep's the easiest because I get to go lay in a bed, which is pretty cool. Go by and see our great friends there. You can do this online as well as engineersleep.com. They're off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. One of the best decisions we've ever made. 654-ROAR. We've got a couple phone calls holding this segment. Let's get to Wyatt in Greenville. Hey, good morning, Wyatt. Thanks for hanging through the break. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, guys. How about yourself?
Fantastic.
So, I don't know about you guys. I watch men's golf. I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. But I feel like with my game, personally, I get more out of it when I watch women's golf. You know, they're taking their time with the swing, but they're sticking it right at the pin. And I feel like your average amateur should be watching more women's golf. They really want to identify the weaknesses of their game. I mean, what about you guys? What are your thoughts? And yeah, to get offline.
Thank you, Wyatt. I appreciate the phone call. I watch a lot of women's golf. I try to watch it. I mean, not every week. I watch all the majors, and I probably watch 10 or 12 LPGA Tour events a year. Told you my little niece is one of the best amateurs. So I watch, you know, the juniors do it, and I watch Clemson women's golf team when I can at their tournament up there. So I like it. They are surprisingly, it's different than the men's game. It's surprising that you would think that they chip and putt it better. They don't. Statistically speaking, the men chip it and putt it better. The thing that the women do better is they hit it online. And some of that is club head speed, but some of that is just the precision of what they do there. They drive it in the fairway better. They don't hit as long, but they drive it in the fairway more. And as a result, now we've lengthened women's golf courses. Much like the men's, the women's game has really, really lengthened their courses as of late. The thing that you will find, and the thing that I truly admire as much as, almost as much as anything you watch on professional sports now, what the South Koreans are doing and their dominance, and not just South Koreans, but all those that are coming off the Asian tour, an Asian junior golf, in women's golf, their extreme dedication and their discipline of how they go about their business. And, it plays really, really well. It's great watching it. They play on, you know, better courses than they used to play now. So I enjoy watching women's golf, watch it a lot. William is in Georgia, 654-ROAR. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing?
I'm fine, dude. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I didn't get a chance to watch the Senior Bowl, but I recorded it. And I got into about the third quarter last night, and I had to go to bed, my friend, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think the best quarterback in there was Trace McSorley. What's your opinion on that? And I never did see Minshew even get going at all. Did you?
No, I didn't watch a lot of it, to be honest with you. I kept up with it on Twitter and watched the highlights more than anything else.
Yeah, I seen Renfro reach up, jump up and grab that grab, and he was talking about he did a good job with that. And I know Baker passed on it. I seen an article on him. They invited him to it, you know, DeAndre for Georgia.
Right.
They invited him to it, but he passed because he was a pre-mock draft top five pick. And I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But they said that's the reason he passed up on it. But anyway, I just want to see what your opinion was on that Senior Bowl, and you have a good do it now.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to put together timing. Put together those passing trees, those offenses, and the checks and things like this. They limit the defense and something they can do as a result of doing that. It's hard working with different receivers in a short week. I would say that you probably put more in the practice than you do during the games of those things and the drills you do in the games of those things, watching that.
Absolutely. The practices are what are really important for the Senior Bowl when you get the one-on-one coaching with these NFL coaches. And No, absolutely. But I think, you know, I was able to watch a good bit of the game while we had on, you know, we were working the Clemson basketball game.
Yeah.
And I think the two most impressive players out there might have been Hunter Renfrow and Deebo Samuel.
We heard that a lot during the week.
Deebo had a great week of practice.
The you go to the Senior Bowl for one reason, and that's to improve your stock. If you are already, if you notice a lot of those very highly rated picks weren't there because those guys have everything to lose and nothing to gain. So, but a player like Deebo Samuel and Hunter Renfrow have a lot to gain.
Oh yeah,
from it. So they went and probably improved their stock. I have no idea where they will draft Hunter Renfrow, but it's a lot of fun watching that, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching him his pro career. But I'm telling you, makes a lot of sense. This is a texture here 986-1566. Is it telling that I would rather watch the Senior Bowl to see Hunter Renfrow what he does than watch a big Clemson basketball game. And, yeah, I was downtown. We had company this weekend, John.
Mm-hmm.
And I was downtown, and I did a little sociological experiment.
Okay.
One of my wife's best friends was here. She lives in Atlanta. She's a Clemson graduate. So she wanted to do natty shopping.
Of course.
And
some very important things you got to do there.
Hats, shirts, stickers, car tags, all this stuff.
Yep.
So we went to, let's see where I'm saying this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Went to 8 stores.
So she's financially hurting like the rest of us now after the national championship.
Right. And in 8 of these stores, now we only had TVs in 1, 2, or 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've seen almost all the natty stuff, oh, by the way, I got a couple more t-shirts that I'm going to get this week now as a result of seeing some of the new stuff that's out. But as we're around and seeing it, and because I've seen almost everything that was out, and because they were in the women's section a lot, I just looked up Clemson's basketball game was on TV at the time, the first half.
Right.
And the volume was up loud enough to where you hear the names. And, you know, it's not hard to, it's not like, sometimes you'll something will be on and if it's on in the back of your head, you hear it, but you don't recognize anything for it. In this case, it was different. I think that almost every fan in there, I just didn't say that. A lot of the fans in those stores would recognize Sims or Reed or Mitchell or Thomas or maybe they don't recognize Torn Dorn or Bryce or Beverly, some of those guys. But they know, they so you kind of might glance up and see a little bit. But I just looked around and noticed that people weren't standing around watching the game. They were shopping for football gear.
Right.
And I said to myself, I wonder, now this is a road game.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, and I'm not going to do it because I'm going to be at the road game instead. What would it be like for Clemson football to be on TV at a road game and how many people wouldn't be paying attention to it because they're shopping for Clemson basketball gear?
Mm.
It's not going to happen.
No, I think you're right.
But I'm telling you, there were, in one of the stores, there were 30 people, 40 people in there. Maybe more than that. 450 people maybe. And there were 3 or 4 TVs, and the game's on, and the volume's up loud enough, and like nobody. I looked around, I was like, and I'm watching it, but I'm the only person watching the game.
Yeah, that's
so it's a lot about. Tough. Of course, I'm not sure how many people live here. I mean, if you come here, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go shopping through all that. Salmon Anderson makes an interesting point, and I'm not sure I agree or disagree on it right now. He goes, you can't build a sustainable, successful basketball program off transfers. I don't know. Sustainable is probably the key word there.
Right.
Can you build it off one-and-done guys? So obviously, the talent of a one-and-done is better than the talent of a transfer for the most part.
Right, or else they wouldn't be transferring.
Right. But you could do it on one-and-done guys better, easier maybe. Last year's team was built a lot off of transfers. Of course, the two best players on last year's team, especially before the Grantham injury, guys that you recruited for 4 years and developed. I would say this. I'm not sure of that. I would probably agree that you need guys to be in your system now. Reed and Mitchell were different because they were here for 3 years, and Thomas is here for 3 years. It's not like they're getting grad transfers and only coming for 1 year.
Right. Yeah, that's a big difference there.
Right. So you have time to develop those guys a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
One less year, but if you go develop a guy in 3 years, if you can do it in 4, you can do it in 3 years.
Oh, absolutely.
With that said, I think the preferred route, and I think if you ask Brad Brunell this, the preferred route would be to go get high school players and develop into your system for all 4 or 5 years.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah. But I think you have to find a balance. I think if you're not doing the one and dones, because there's only a handful of teams out there that are cutting those checks and getting those one and done guys, that you have to find a fine line. Because I look at transfers a little differently in basketball than I do in football. I love Dabo Swinney's approach of we don't do transfers here.
Right.
I think it's fantastic. I think, you bring them in, you develop them. But I think in basketball, with it, with the star, you know, you can, a lot more can be done from a team perspective for just one guy in basketball than it is with football. I mean, it's just a numbers thing.
Yeah.
You know, 5 versus 11. But I think you have to be able to do both. If you're not one of these one and done programs out there, you know, you have to be able to get 2 or 3 guys out of high school every year. But then, you know, if a guy leaves early or there's an injury or something happens and it, you know, you need to bring in 1 or 2 guys that can kind of plug and play. And I think for the most part, Brad's been very successful at doing that.
Right.
We would not have had the run last year. You know, you're talking about Grantham and DeVoe. We also wouldn't have had that run if it wasn't for Elijah Thomas and Marquise Reed and Shelton Mitchell.
Right. I agree with it. Every once in a while, you get a question that you just don't know the answer to. Or...
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, for me, it happens more and more and more. Or, quite frankly, you don't know if there is an answer. But Barry writes in this morning on our health or our text on 96-15-66, why can't we guard the 3? Seems like every opponent has their best game. I don't know if it's talent, if it's length, if it's scheme, if it's effort. I'm not sure what it is, but you're exactly right. And if you really, truly want to get down to the brass tacks of what happened on Saturday, is that they hit 38% of their threes. They made 9 threes. Clemson went 0-for-7 from 3. You can blame them on the free throw line, and that's obvious. Marquise Reed hits his 4 free throws, the game's over, Clemson wins.
Right.
If Clemson goes 5 of 7 from the free throw line in the last 30 seconds rather than 1 of 7, you win the basketball game. But whatever, it hits buzzer beater and cuts it from 4 to 1. With that said, the real issue for the all 40 minutes is that Clemson goes 0 of 7 from 3 and NC State goes 9 of 24 from 3, 38%. 38% to 0% is one thing. And you got outscored from the three-point line 27 to nothing. Clemson made more field goals. They made more free throws. They grabbed more rebounds. And... Well, they turned over the exact same.
They own the stat line in every column but 3-point.
Right. So, with that said, now State did go 12 of 13 from the free throw line, but Clemson made 17 free throws.
Right.
A road team shooting 26 free throws, you ought to win the game. A road team that makes more free throws than your opponent takes should win the game. But you can't go, you can't give up 9 threes and make 0 threes.
Right.
If you tell me that if Clemson plays Duke or Clemson plays Virginia on the road and Clemson makes 9 threes and Duke and Virginia make no threes, I'm telling you right now, I think Clemson wins the basketball game. I don't know if you can look the stat up, but how many times does somebody get outscored by 27 points from the 3-point line and lose a game? I mean, win the game, but it doesn't happen. So the two lines, the free throw line at the end of the game and the 3-point line throughout the game, was the big difference on Saturday. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. They are a big difference right now. I'm in one of my hobbies has turned into watching the market, and watching the stock market, watching interest rates. I'm just learning all about this now, mainly because it's fun to watch, but mainly because I'm just trying to learn much more about this. And John, you're going to buy a home one day. And when you do, I've signed 3 mortgages now in the last 20 years. And when I did, the first time I went into it blind, not totally blind, but I went into it with not very good vision. And I went into it not knowing what I was doing. And when I sat down, it was intimidating. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted, how I wanted it. And I remember signing my life away, my hands cramped, signing things away. And these lawyers are there. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I then started understanding it more and more and more. And by experience, you learn more about it. But I went with Prime Lending on the second and third times on our refinance deal and on our renovation deal. And it was so much better knowing about it and so much better what these people walking me through it. Less intimidating, simpler. You can't beat it. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. When you go about buying a home, learn everything you need. Start the application process. Learn more about how the process works. And you're going to absolutely love our friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. It's a simple, local people, PrimeLendingSC.com. MikeyFlyer.com. When we come back, let's talk some recruiting. I kind of want to save it for the third hour. Well, we got so many people that aren't with us at 8 o'clock, so we'll kind of start a little bit of our recruiting aspect. Take some more phone calls, texts, and tweets right after this.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T,
and Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, backto30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here. I want to talk to you a little bit about Pro Flowers. It's that time of year. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I go to Pro Flowers every single year, mainly because it's easy and she will love it. Pro Flowers makes this easy as pie. It's a 7-day freshness guarantee. The quality is amazing. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered means flowers arrive in perfect condition at the perfect time. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry now, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. This is easy. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect roses for your perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. When you enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, do that, order that today. Well, a dozen roses, free glass vase for just $24.99. You can't beat it. Proflowers.com.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Trail want to just talk to you, just start a conversation with you. You know, there are times where, and I've had this conversation with four or five of the guys over at Trail. There are times where they talk to you and they go, you know what, we would love to build your building. It'd be profitable for us and we think we can do it. However, we think that there's someone else who could build their building who does that kind of work maybe a little more often than we do, and so this might be something that they do. So I'm not saying they turn down smaller jobs. They're very selective in what they do and who they want to deal with and all this, but really they'll be honest with you about saying, look, you know, and I'm not even sure exactly which market that would be in, but I've known this before. They've told me this before, that even though they don't sometimes won't build the building for you, or don't think that they're suited well enough to afford it, they'll find somebody better and somebody that suggests somebody to do this. So that's why I always say this. Anytime you think about building, the first place to start is Trail. And you're going to end up wanting to use them. Their better building process works, and the single source delivery and the master builder approach works. But do it at Trail. Call them today, 800-319-7006, TREHEL.com, TREHEL.com. Some recruiting talk coming up. Boogie's first on our Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for joining us, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing blessed. Make it better than I deserve.
No doubt.
I just wanted to make a quick comment on the basketball game. You know I'm calling about recruiting, but listen, I agree with you. That's not Brownell's fault. I mean, you put your best guy up there, he missed free throws. I feel bad for him. But at the end of the day, too, Mickey, I mean, defense is good, and I think the effort is good by the guys, but eventually you got to recruit some shooters. I mean, we got a bunch of guys that drive the basket and drivers, but you got to have some guys that can knock down some outside shots, whether they can play defense or not. I mean, you need some shooters. I can win a game of horse against anybody on that team, I feel like. But at the end of the day, I mean, I can't put that on Brownell. But anyway.
Well, let me ask you this, Boogie. Let me ask you this. What I don't understand, and I see it all the time in this sport, is they'll recruit a long guy. They'll recruit an athletic guy. They'll recruit a guy who can run, who can jump. And I know there's other aspects of it, but they're the idea that the guy's really good on defense and the guy's – he's a great athlete. Now, he doesn't shoot well. He's a great athlete. Sometimes I guess you think that we'll get him in the gym and we'll develop that shot a little bit. I get it. But if the way you score in your sport is to – shoot the ball into the hoop. Why you recruit someone who can't shoot is beyond me. You would never recruit a quarterback in a passing offense at least. They can't throw the ball. You'd never recruit a wide receiver. I can't imagine recruiting a wide receiver who we know. You know what, man? The guy can't catch. Now, he's going to block well and he's fast, but he just can't catch the ball. I don't know why in the world we do it time and time again. We recruit these athletic guys who just can't shoot.
Well, you know, in football, you can always move them to safety and just let them knock balls down.
Right.
In basketball, it's hard to hide them, you know. But, you know, I think basketball, we look at things wrong. Like, everybody gives credit to Dr. James Naismith for inventing the game, which, for me, the man who come up with the idea to cut the hole in the bottom of the peach basket where you didn't have to climb up there. Now, that's an important guy to me. So I kind of look at it differently, you know. But I'm like this here, man. Every team needs a J.J. Reddick. You know, he can't play a lick of defense. He couldn't guard me, I don't think, but he'd shoot my eyes out.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs that guy. And Beverly, he wasn't lights out there at the end, but he hit the big one when it happened. I mean, when it counted. So, yeah, but, hey, Mickey, I really want to get into this recruiting, man. I am excited. I don't know if I'm more excited this Thursday to hear Strelo than anything. But, man, I think Trey Williams and Swinton was big gets. I think Williams, and when I look at him, I remember seeing shades of Ed Oliver when he was in high school. I mean, this kid is a player, and I was so excited to get him. But what are you looking at our numbers on the defensive line? And also, too, I think last week, you made a comment, I think, and I don't want to misquote you, but you said maybe looking at two running backs in this class, but one in next year's class for numbers-wise. But it looks like this 2020 class is loaded at running back, and we have a bevy of interest from these guys. You know, I'm wondering if they're thinking about maybe switching that. You know, I know Ely is still, you know, could go baseball or whatever, but this looks like a really good running back class. And then across the front, I mean, I'm looking a couple of years down the road now, but you're talking about Tyler Davis and Trey Williams and Capehart, and you're talking about Jordan Williams and Darnell Jeffries. I mean, this is shaping them. I think they'll probably take one more tackle. What do you think?
All right, a couple different things here because I want to hit on all of them and hang on because if I don't touch them all, then I want you to get back with me on it. As far as the running backs go, I think they'll sign two or three running backs in this class. I think they'll sign two running backs in the next class because I think that ETN most likely will be gone and, you know, Feaster would be gone. And so that gives room for two more for next year. Now, if you sign three in this class, it might just be one. Remember, numbers are going to be tight again next year, but they're going to have to find scholarships somewhere because you're not going to turn down if DeMarcus Bowman or Jalen Knighton or Marshawn Lloyd or Kendall Milton or Zachary Evans wants to come. You can't turn those guys down. Those are all four and five star top 50 players. Every one of those guys I mentioned are in the top 50 players in the country. So you're not going to turn those kind of players down. On the defensive side of things, I think they'll sign two defensive ends. I think they'll sign three defensive tackles. And with those, I think Timmy Smith and Cole Brevard are the two leading candidates right now. Which one they take, they got to be careful on it. But Smith's a four-star and Brevard's a four-star, and both of them are top 250 players. Who do you want? I don't know. I don't know what the staff thinks about that. As far as defensive ends go, I would tell you that there are top 100 players. There's a top 100 player who wants to visit that I'm not sure ever gets here because right now, The Brissy guy is the number 5 player in the country. Saville Smalls is coming to take a visit most likely out of Seattle, Washington. He's number 6 player in the country. Miles Murphy, I think, was here this weekend, number 11 player in the country. Jordan Burch from your part of the woods is the number 32 player in the country. I'm not sure they get past those four for their two defensive end spots. I think they're going to sign two 5-star defensive ends for the second time in 2 years. Well, you got that with Henry and with Xavier Thomas last year. And this defensive line class, if it works out the way I think it's going to work out, I think this will be the best defensive line class they've ever signed.
Hey, Mickey, I agree, man. I agree with everything you said. And just real quick, that offensive line class we already got so far, I really like that. But I'm going to tell you, man, that Mitchell Mays and Bryn Tucker, they look really good on the hoof, man.
I don't know. You can't draw up what Tucker and Mays look like in those the videos look great, by the way. But those pictures you saw them on campus, you can't draw them up. When the good Lord draws up offensive linemen, that's it. That's what he's looking at right there, man. That's the best. It looks good to me.
Hey, Mickey, great time to be a Tiger is all I can say, man.
No doubt.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate it for sure. About 3 years ago, I was talking to a Clemson offensive assistant coach, and they had a junior day, and he was talking about some of his linemen that came in there, and he was talking about Pollard and Ankrum, and it might have been the next year with Bockhorst and Vince and some of his guys here, and he said, man, I'll be honest with you, this is different than what we've been recruiting. And they just look different. These are big old boys. I have a minute for two phone calls, and let me get to Jimmy. And then, Dave, hang on. I'm coming to you for sure. Jimmy in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Jimmy, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Thanks. They lost Saturday, and I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel like after that Detroit game, you know, a few years back at the NIT.
Yeah.
That was probably Brad Burnell's lowest moment.
Right.
You know, and I didn't feel that way. Maybe it's because of the afterglow of the, you know, football championship. I don't know. I just, it didn't hurt me. It didn't leave me hurt like that Detroit game did.
Because they played well enough to win, or because you're scarred now or calloused now? Why didn't it hurt?
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I'm sitting there watching it, and you can see, you know, towards the end, you can see, oh, Lord, it's about to happen.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, I got a guy that told me, I was talking about Saturday night with him, and I said, man, what a tough loss. And he goes, one natty, don't care. You know, it's like, I got baseball coming up. Don't care. You know, I don't want to be that way. I want to win. John Height said it best this morning. You put a Tiger paw on your jersey, and I'm going to pull for you, and I want it to go great. So I do care. I do want to win, but I don't blame folks who kind of feel the other way sometimes.
Man, yeah, the one thing I think that does frustrate me, I look at Florida State, And I just kind of like, where are they getting them from? Like, just rangy,
yep,
big, all the way around, and probably got 2 or 3 little guards, and they can shoot the lights out.
Well, I tell you what happens there, Jimmy, is they are one of the longest teams in the country, and for all the flack I give Leonard Hamilton about an X and O's, and he's not a very good X and O guy, he works his butt off in recruiting. He knows what he's got. He's got a great recruiting staff, and he gets after it on a recruiting trail. And so you got to give him a lot of credit, no doubt about that. Hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. Hope you're doing great. Look, if Florida State can win in basketball, Clemson can win in basketball. Florida State's going to Elite Eights, I know. They're going to Final Four.
I don't know about the Final Four, but I know about the Elite Eight.
I know about the 70s. But they've gone to Elite Eights, and they've won ACC championships and ACC tournaments. And so if Florida State can do it, Clemson can do it. My friends at Zero Res want you to know that new carpets, new year. You get brand new, almost like brand new carpets when you get with Zero Res and let them clean them for you. Zero Res has powered water that's no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. You know, John, got a little fella coming in here in the next couple of 3 weeks. So he'll be crawling around pretty soon around our carpets. Why not make sure they're safe and clean with Zero Res? Right now, clean and sanitize, $109, and it gets you 3 rooms plus a free hallway when you mention my name. You can't beat that. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. Get in touch with them. Don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. 558-7300. 558-7300. Hour 3 right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.